Hey, human. Yoo-hoo. Hey there. What you doing? Really? You're not going to eat anything else for lunch? That sandwich looks as depressing as you are. Shit. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to make fun of you. It's just everyone knows what happened with you and your ex. I mean, it was hard not to hear all of that yelling in the parking lot. You two are broken up, right? It sounded like she said some pretty mean things. That's good. You're a nice person, so I think you deserve someone better. Someone who will treat you right, you know? You're welcome. I just call him like I see him. Now, don't get mad at me, but sometimes I would eavesdrop on your conversations. Hey, cut me some slack. Our cubicles are right next to each other. You've probably heard me mumble all sorts of dumb things to myself. Anyway, I never felt like she truly respected you. I know what that's like, trust me. My last relationship was not great, to say the least. Fox guys are way too traditional. I had to fight him on everything, from setting up dates to living arrangements. He wanted control over me, and I hated it so much. My parents are just as bad as he was. You're supposed to become a housewife and pop out some fox cubs. Ugh, no thank you. Ever since I got to this office, I've wanted to try something different. Maybe try dating outside my species or something? Everyone here seems pretty progressive. I don't know. Humans have always been really interesting to me, but I usually embarrass myself. Or annoy them. You're the only one that I really feel comfortable talking with. I never feel like I have to try with you. The conversations are easy, and I really like that. Ugh, I feel like I'm rambling. What I'm trying to say is, I really appreciate talking to you and want to do it a lot more. Maybe we could even do more than talk someday. Ugh, damn it. I shouldn't have said that out loud. Funny I should mention embarrassing myself, huh? I'm so sorry. I should just leave you alone forever. God, how can I be so stupid? I'll just go back to my... Huh? You want me to stay? All right, well, is it okay if I finish getting these feelings out? I can't keep them secret anymore, and you deserve to know the truth anyway. So, I've had a crush on you ever since we worked on that presentation together. It was my first week, and I had no idea how to do anything. My own recruiter abandoned me once my first shift started. Can you believe that? Not that the jerk cared much to begin with. He always spent more time flirting with his catgirl fiancé than helping me get a job. But you were different. So kind and patient. It was overwhelming for me. And then there was the way you spoke in front of the management team. You were so confident and so attractive. I was jealous of your ex-girlfriend. How could such an awful woman end up with such a great guy? The answer doesn't really matter at this point. You're not together anymore, and I want to help you get over her. The whole office went out for lunch. We're the only ones here. So, what do you say? Will you let me express my feelings for you some more? Your lips are so soft. No, human. Stay in your chair. I want to sit in your lap. When I'm alone at night, I touch myself while thinking about you. Just a dumb, horny little fox girl. Fantasizing about a crush. Do you like this? I have never been with a human before, so I'm a little nervous. I'm doing fine? Okay, just wanted to make sure. Unbuckle your pants. I want to see what's been poking me for the last couple minutes. Wow. Do all humans have nice cocks? Or is it just you? Is it all right if I turn around? I want to feel it between my ass cheeks. Nice and snug. Now I'll just bounce up and down. Feel my tail brush up against you? You won't get that experience from a human girl. It's swinging faster because I'm getting so wet. Yes, kiss my neck. Kiss it while I bounce on you some more. Feels really good. Are you getting close, human? Please don't come yet. I want you to bend me over your desk and take me from behind. Please? I like it when you're rough with me. Just pull my panties to the side. See how soaked I am? You should be able to slide right in. Oh my god. I finally know what it's like to have you inside me. Fuck. It feels so good. I dreamed about this. So many times. You pounding my tight hole with that wonderful cock. The reality is a million times better than the fantasy was. Does it feel good inside my fox girl pussy? I bet your cock feels way better than it did inside that bitch of an ex. She wasn't good enough for you. But you don't need her anymore. You have me now. To use and abuse however you want. Yes. Smack my ass again. Harder. I want you to leave bruises. Whenever I sit down, I want to be reminded of who owns me. You and nobody else. Fuck. Oh god, fuck. I'm gonna come, human. I'm gonna come on your fucking cock. Please don't stop pounding me. I'm so fucking close. Ugh, please. Fuck. Fuck. God damn it. Oh my god. My whole body is shaking. You're gonna come inside me, right? Don't pull out, okay? I need you to fill me up. I need you to claim me. Please, do it. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. It feels so warm. So fucking good. I'm sore, but it's a good kind of sore, you know? Damn. Why did I wait so long to fuck a human? That was the best sex of my life. So, how did I do? Is your ex-girlfriend still on your mind? I didn't think so. In fact, I'd say there's a completely different girl dominating your thoughts right now. Who? Well, I'm no expert, but I imagine it's a cute fox girl that very much wants to become your new fuck buddy. You wouldn't want to disappoint her now, would you? Come on, it'll be great, I promise. I can blow you under the desk every morning, you can cream pie me in the supply room at lunch, then you can come over after work and we'll do even more. God, just thinking about all this is making me horny again. Too bad we're out of time. I'm gonna go to the bathroom and freshen up. Give me your number. I'll send you some nudes when I'm done.